We really believe, as a company, that the best way to protect users from software vulnerabilities is to really give the vendor the opportunity to provide protection for customers before publicly talking about the vulnerability or giving detail about the vulnerability. And that, by the way, is not just Microsoft saying that. You know, we're part of the Organization for Internet Safety. You can look up the guidelines at oisafety.org. And it really states, you know, that security researchers should talk to security vendors so that you can work together in a partnership to really provide protection for customers. You know, I like to think that one of the things that we really stepped forward on in a lot of ways is providing as much information as possible to customers so that they can, you know, fairly assess their risk, but at the same time not cross that line and give the attacker information that helps them to exploit the vulnerability. So our bulletins are always walking that very fine line. We get a lot of, you know, support from customers on this, but we also get a lot of criticism. There's a lot of people who say, you know, you're not as clear as you should be. You didn't give this exact thing here. And it's a balancing act. It's hard to get right. You know, we take the feedback on and we take it very personally. And it's when we do these bulletins, we want to hear what people have to say about them. We will go back and we will change them. If you look at the bottom of a security bulletin, you'll see a revision history, you know, where we're open and forthcoming about the fact that we went back and changed this information or we made it more clear. So to us, responsible disclosure is really about trying to protect the customer. There's a lot of people who suggest that, well, if I have the information, I can protect myself. My dad can't do that necessarily, right? So there's a broad, huge customer base, and the people who might, you know, be able to take the steps to protect themselves in lieu of having an update represent probably a very small portion of that wide user base that we have to protect. And so for us, we believe that is the best way to protect customers, is for us to work together with the security researcher to produce an update.